Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at ComfortKeepers.com.
Hey, congratulations. You have just become the mayor of your town. You've got your top hat and sash ready because mayors definitely still wear those. But before you head out the door to greet your public, you have to wait just a little bit, according to a new state law. We will explain why today on the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Reporter Haley Harding from VoteBeat Michigan joins us a little later in the episode to talk about that. First, some headlines. Heavy rainfall caused flooding across northern Michigan yesterday. Videos showed water flowing through the streets in Northport. The National Weather Service says some parts of the community at the end of the Leelanau Peninsula received more than 5 inches of rain in just a couple hours. In Antrim County, M88 was washed out between Central Lake and Eastport, a portion of the road there anyway. Part of M66 was closed south of East Jordan. Water was over the road in a number of other places, and of course, officials warn the public not to drive through standing water. Immigrant rights advocates from Catholic organizations as well as other denominations met in Detroit this week to adopt a set of policy objectives to organize around, and they heard from someone who had been held at the North Lake Processing Facility in Baldwin. Juan Pablo Quivano spoke to members of the group Strangers No Longer about one of their goals, which is more oversight of immigration detention centers. Through a translator, he said he was detained at Northlake for about 3 months.
Report a federal investigation into the health and safety conditions of all Michigan immigrant detention centers, including the Northlake Processing Center, call for an indefinite moratorium on new immigrant detention facilities and pursue instead humane community-based alternatives.
Other proposals the group is considering include increased due process protections for detained people and making driver's licenses available regardless of immigration status. Monday, July 6th is your chance to weigh in on a new plan for Traverse City Parks. Commissioners will listen to the public and are also expected to vote on a new master plan for Traverse City Parks and Recreation, something that's been in the works for just about 2 years or so. The city manages, get this, 30 parks, a cemetery, tens of thousands of trees and flowers, a ski area, a dam, and 2 outdoor ice rinks. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed 4 bills into law that would delay the start of some local officials' terms in office. We'll explain. This applies to people who serve on the board of their cities, townships, villages, and the law is designed to make sure that more voters have their ballots counted. Haley Harding is going to help us understand exactly what's going on here. She's a reporter for VoteBeat Michigan and joins us today to talk about the new law. Welcome back, Haley.
Hello.
Okay, before this law was passed, when did local officials begin their terms in office? I get elected mayor of my small town. When do I actually get to be mayor of my small town?
So that previously was set by each community. You know, some of the bigger cities, Detroit, for instance, you take office on December 1st. Much smaller communities, they tend to take office almost immediately, oftentimes still in November. The problem with that is that sometimes these people are taking office so quickly that the election wasn't actually certified yet. And also, it's worth noting that in Michigan, if you're voting from overseas, your ballot, as long as it's postmarked by Election Day, can come in within 6 days of the election, right? So if Election Day is on Tuesday, as long as your ballot makes it to your clerk by Saturday, it can still be counted.
So now with this new law, when will they be starting their positions?
No earlier than the first day of the month after they are voted into office. So if you are voted in November, that means you will not start before December 1st, which would put it comfortably after the certification of elections. It just moves that deadline far enough out that the election will be certified, all of the ballots will be in and counted, and everybody's voice is fully heard as is intended when you vote.
It would take a pretty slim margin for this to happen, but do we know if there have been any instances of congratulations, you're on the city council, whoops, just kidding, you're not on the city council anymore?
You know, I think this is honestly a bigger issue in these really small communities, right, where there aren't a ton of folks voting, but maybe somebody, you know, is casting their ballot from overseas, maybe they're in the military, and their ballot just doesn't make it on Tuesday when we expect that it will be there. Maybe it arrives Friday, right? And in these really slim margins, which are more prominent in smaller communities where there aren't as many people voting, right, every vote makes a difference. And even in bigger communities, your vote, you have a right to have your vote heard, you have a right to have your vote counted, and it should be included in the totals of whoever the victor may be.
Let's talk about a different scenario. There's a recount, there's a challenge, there's a lawsuit maybe delays the outcome of the election. I'm thinking about the 2000 presidential election myself, but on a municipal level, December 1st comes and goes. This is still playing out. What happens then?
Generally speaking, elections are certified within the first. There are very strict deadlines at the state level. I believe the deadline is 2 weeks after the election, right? But moving the deadline out that far gives you enough space, enough breathing room, if you will, to ensure that, you know, we might not have a perfect answer, right? There might be lawsuits ongoing. That happens sometimes, right? But you have as close to an answer as you're going to have when that person needs to be, when there needs to be somebody sitting at the desk.
We have split government in Lansing. In 2024, mm-hmm. Republicans retook the state house, the Senate, the governor's mm-hmm. office are held by Democrats, as folks know. There have been some significant roadblocks to legislation passing, different pieces of legislation passing. So how significant is it that this one made it through?
This is, in fact, the first bit of election legislation to make it through this entire session. So since they started back in, they were elected in 24, they started back in January 2025, this is the first bit of election legislation to make it to the governor's desk and to get signed, which is critical. You know, a lot of times different parties do not agree on how elections should be maintained, and I think it says a lot about the word common sense was used by a lot of the politicians involved in this. It makes sense for clarity, for a better understanding of our elections, that we should not have people in office before their election has been certified. I think that's one of those things that just makes us better trust the process. And I don't think there's anything wrong with trusting the process.
So Lansing found something to agree on. What are the odds they all went out for ice cream afterward?
You know, I'm sure if they did, they all got different flavors.
Haley Harding, thank you so much.
Happy to be here.
Haley Harding is with Vote Beat Michigan. You can find her story on our website, iprnews.org. That's the Up North Lowdown for Tuesday, June 30th. Hey, we would love to meet you. We are going to be doing the Up North Lowdown live and in person from the corner of Union and Grandview Parkway in Traverse City, right in front of the Traverse City Visitor Center, on the eve of the 100th National Cherry Festival. The Cherry Festival kicks off on Saturday. We will be there Friday morning from 8:30 to 9 on the air live and recording that day's episode of The Lowdown right there in front of you. Please join us. Drop by. We'd love to meet you. We'd love to have you watch the podcast instead of just listen to it. That's Friday, July 3rd. At 8:30 a.m. at the Traverse City Visitor Center on Union Street. This is IPR.